Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Yigal Marcus is a member of Republicans Overseas, an observer of Middle Eastern and American foreign policy with insights into the U.S. and Israel dynamics. Today, we wanted to talk about the weaponization of aid in Gaza, and that's how billions already in humanitarian support have been diverted, manipulated, and ultimately turned into the tools of war. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. When we talk about the weaponization of aid, what exactly do we mean, and how does this play out in Gaza?
Weaponization of aid, first of all, good morning.
It's good morning.
Being with you again. So weaponization of aid means that with the severe embargo on Hamas and the stress that they're under, they have to keep the money flowing in to their organization to pay their fighters and to pay all the people that, you know, they need to wage this terror war against Israel. And so the only way they can do that right now is by having something that they could sell to the local population to bring that money in. So what can they sell? They, as aid enters Gaza, they hijack the aid, they steal it, and then they sell it on the local market, bringing in cash, which then supports their entire terror organization. So the weaponization of aid, which has been going on for a very, very, very long time, but obviously it's more critical for them now during war, is the way that they effectively keep their lights on. And today, you know, as we see what's happening in Gaza, the more Israel shuts down that flow of cash to the organization, the more stress they're under and the more they're willing to talk about trying to end this and hopefully bring a conclusion to this war.
Who should be held accountable for this? Is it the donors, the NGOs, UN, the governments involved in terms of the weaponization?
Well, I think there are a lot of parties who are responsible. I think, first of all, you know, a lot of it is the media that are simply lying about this. They blame Israel for it, which is completely false and ridiculous. It's libelous. That's number one. And number two is, you know, the previous organizations that were supposed to distribute aid directly to the population, like UNRWA, as an example, and became effectively branches of the Hamas terror organization, they are to blame because that has forced Israel to rethink the distribution of aid. And of course, the international community loves to blame Israel and Jews when anything like that has to happen. And so that's number two. And of course, you know, the Hamas are the ones perpetrating this. So they have to be blamed. But there's a lot of blame to go around.
So why is there resistance in the international community to attaching stricter oversight and accountability to aid delivery in Gaza? Why? It doesn't make sense, because surely they would want the same thing.
I wish. They don't want the same thing. And it goes to what I think is a very fundamental issue when it comes to Israel and the Jewish state, and that is this. The international community needs Israel to be a victim. They need to be a victim. They like Jews and Israel to be a victim because it places Israel in a position in their sick minds to have to concede major concessions like a Palestinian state without any pressure on the Jewish state in order to make those kinds of concessions that will never happen today. Short of that, they need to, you know, Israel will never make those concessions. So today, when you think about it, they need Hamas to have funds flowing in because that will keep Hamas in power. It'll keep Hamas around, and that will provide the pressure that they need in the international community to force Israel into making concessions that will be existential threats to them. They don't care about that. What they care about is the fact that they need Israel to sort of be humbled. And the way you keep them humbled is keeping their enemies armed. Can you imagine a situation in their sick minds where Israel suddenly is a superpower in the Middle East with no enemies? Well, in their sick minds, they're never going to allow in that situation the establishment of a Palestinian state. And that's something that, again, is against their very essence. They don't like it. They want the Jews to be victims. And the only way to do that is to keep Hamas in power, to keep them flowing with capital. And the only way you do that is by is by disallowing Israel from distributing the aid to them.
So you spoke earlier about social media, the PR war. Hamas presents itself, I mean, as in fact, as the ultimate victim. Israel portrayed as the aggressor. How does this manipulation of aid play into this narrative battle?
Well, I think that, you know, when you see the pictures from the media and the pictures of you know, millions of people who are you know, lining up and getting aid through these this new distribution system that Israel and President Trump have conceived, and by the way, is working very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a perception of, you know, those days. You know, during, you know, at least this is the way that they paint it, those days in the Holocaust when, you know, when Jews had to line up to get food, or the days during the Great Depression when people had to line up to get. So they love to create these images that are simply misleading. But if you actually look at the videos one after the other, there are videos coming out of these crowds that are cheering IDF soldiers, that are cheering these distribution centers, because the population there doesn't want Hamas anymore. Those clips you'll never find in international media, but if your viewers can go and look at social media, look at X, look at Facebook, look at Instagram and TikTok, you will see video after video of major throngs of crowds cheering on the Israelis and cursing Hamas. That's the reality, right? But it's never the reality you're going to see on social media, and that's a problem Israel has in terms of, you know, what we call hasbara, PR. They don't effectively get that message out. It's very difficult because the people who are watching social media are in echo chambers. They only watch things they want to hear, not things that they should be hearing.
Right. And I would differ slightly, and I would say it's not even hasbara or PR. It's actually simply the reporting of the facts and reporting of the truth versus the negative and often mostly dishonest reporting in the region. Yigal Marcus, thank you. As always, great to chat to you. He's a member of the Republican Overseas, talking about the weaponization of AIDS. It is 7:30.